Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 o'clock from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And that's my one criteria. I have to really like the song or I won't play it. And the wombat part is my chance to put in some oddball things. And some of the songs tonight are odd enough that I think they qualify as wombats. But most of them are pretty traditional. We're going to start off with one of my all-time favorites. Of course, almost every song I play is an all-time favorite, it seems like. This is called And So It Goes. It's by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with John Denver. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's been around since 1966. A couple of members have stayed steady. They've changed a lot. But one of the things they do is bring in a guest artist like John Denver. And they've just put out some absolutely fantastic pieces of music. And this is just one of the ones that I happen to like a whole lot. And it's called And So It Goes.
Is this practice?
Yes. Okay. They're all practice.
A mansion on a hill is a lovely sight to see, but like any other house, it's only temporary. Home is anywhere you choose to put your heart. There's no love inside, it'll soon fall apart. Ashes to ashes, dust into dust, buildings will crumble, bridges will rust. Earth will dry up. So it goes with everything but love.
So it goes,
everything but love.
So it goes.
You can drive around in a long limousine if you don't know where. Don't mean a thing. He who'd walk a mile just to hold an empty hand knows what it means to be a wealthy man. Ashes to ashes, dust into dust, palaces will crumble, bridges will rust. Rivers will dry up. And so it goes with everything but love.
So it goes
with everything but love.
So it goes.
Worldly treasure will all pass away. Bridges will rust, mountains will disappear, rivers will dry up.
That was And So It Goes by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with John Denver. Next up is a song that I first heard sung among folk singers in the New York folk music community, and it caught me immediately. It's a story of, one comment says it's uncommitted or unconditional love. It's called The Dutchman. It was written in 1968 and sung by Steve Goodman. Steve Goodman's much more famous as a songwriter than a singer. He wrote City of New Orleans, for example, but this is his one hit, sort of, called The Dutchman. It's a story of an old couple, and it catches some sort of nostalgic feel, and I it's always haunted me, and Steve Goodman's recording is probably the best version I know of, although there have been many people who have sung this song, including many of my friends. So here is Steve Goodman singing The Dutchman.
The Dutchman's not the kind of man who keeps his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. That's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast she believes in. He thinks tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, and his cap and coat are patched with the love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Margaret comes to take him home again through the unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's alone, he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Winds his muffler tighter, and they sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, he calls her name, and she makes the bed up, singing some old love song. She learned it when the song was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the dark, The Dutchman falls asleep. Margaret blows the candles out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
That was The Dutchman by Steve Goodman, sung by Steve Goodman. I think I ought to tell you where I got that song from and where I got, I think, four other songs in this group. A good friend of mine here at Emory and Henry recently gave me two CDs, actually, of her favorite songs. I had given her a CD of some of my favorite songs, and she responded. And it's interesting how people's tastes vary greatly. Of the songs she gave me, I'd say there may be 25 or so. There were many that didn't really ring my bell at all, but there were others that I already loved, and a few new ones, that some of which I'll play tonight. The Dutchman was on the album. I knew the song well, although I'm not sure I knew that recording of it, and I played it. And the next one was also on the album, and it's been long been one of my favorites. It's by Tracy Chapman, called Baby Can I Hold You. And I'll tell you which ones later on. Anyway, I want to make an offer. If anyone out there would like to send me a CD of their favorite songs, of course you have to know how to make a CD of your favorite songs, which not everyone knows, but some of you do, I'll be glad to send you back a CD of my favorite songs so we can exchange CDs. You can send it to me, Harry Baya, at Emory and Henry College. That's in Emory, Virginia. And I'll give you the zip code a little later in the program, give you the address to send it to. But if you send a CD to Harry Baya at Emory Henry College, I'll get it. And I'll send you back a CD of my favorite songs. So the offer stands. Now comes Tracy Chapman singing Baby Can I Hold You. And Tracy Chapman has done a number of songs. There are four or five of them that just, I think, transcend everything. And this is one of them. I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful song.
Sorry is all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry. Forgive me, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me. Say, baby. baby. At the right time, you'd be mine. Baby, can I hold you tonight? Baby, if I told you the right words, ooh, at the right time, you'd be mine.
Baby, Can I Hold You Tonight by Tracy Chapman. The next song is another love song. It's called Collide by Howie Day from 2004. It's interesting, the different dynamics of songs. Some songs have legs. That is, they last much longer than you'd think they would. And some songs seem to last forever. And other songs come and go in a flash of glory. They become very popular and are played a lot, and then are pretty much forgotten. Well, this one had an interesting track record. Collide actually started off very slow and rose up the charts very slow and never really made it to the top, but somehow it had a lot of legs. It ended up being used as a theme song in numerous television shows and movies, and just again and again, people found it spoke to something they wanted to express when they were putting on their movie or their play or their show. So see if you can find that in it. Anyway, it's a story of two people in love who apparently occasionally collide, don't get along so well.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. Yeah. I'm open, you're closed, where I follow you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills my mind, I somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a first impression. Even the best. the doubt that fills your mind. You finally find you and I collide.
That was Collide by Howie Day. And next up is another interesting song. It's called Cheater Cheater by Joey and Rory. It was from their debut album in 2008, and it features dobro, mandolin, and fiddle. Well, I play fiddle a little. I've never played mandolin at all, really. I've never learned it. Dobro, I ended up buying a dobro for my wife a few years ago. And it's sort of sitting around, so every now and then I pick it up, and I've learned a little bit about it. It's a great instrument, but I'm already immersed trying to learn the fiddle. I can't learn the dobro, but you're going to hear it in this song. It's the slide guitar sound, the slide steel guitar. That's the dobro. Anyway, Cheater Cheater is an interesting song, and it's a great video on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and look for the video of Cheater Cheater, I think it's an all-time great video. So, this is Cheater Cheater by a husband and wife team, Joey and Rory.
Cheater Cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Ernie's bar. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no-good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no-good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Stuck with her now. Take your sorry buttonload of all your stuff and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you'd tell me this one thing before you go. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I
Cheater Cheater by Joey and Rory. Next up, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band again. This is called Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan. And I like the song, I like everything about it, but I especially like the rhythm. Somehow this just reaches in and grabs me. Every time I hear it, I don't know if I want to dance or just jump up and down. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Well, get ready for the first Wombat-like song. This is called The Age of Love, and it was recorded by a group called The Age of Love. And as far as I know, it's the only recording they ever made. The artist went on to make other recordings, but not under that name. And I looked it up to see more about it. It's a weird piece of music. About the only thing I can tell you about it is that I like it. And I don't know why. It doesn't fit any genre that I'd ever heard of. It does have a genre. they say it's an early popular example of trance music. So this is trance music you're going to hear. And I guess it'd be good music to be hypnotized by if you're kind of got a kinky sense of rhythm. It's got a lot of rhythm in it. The singer is a woman named Karen Mulder. And she is a former top Dutch model, one of the world-class models, supermodels, and had quite an interesting write-up of her life and her times, and she was pretty mixed up. Anyway, this is music she made, and apparently did a good job of it. So this song, which I'm going to play for you, is called The Age of Love, and I have no idea where I got it from, and it's certainly one of the stranger songs I'll ever play on this show. Here it goes.
Dance with me, move your body, your legs a bit. Come on, dance with me, move your body, dance with me, move your body, your legs a bit.
Thank you.
Age of Love. Well, those of you who are still listening to the show, and I can understand if some people dropped off, I do like that song, but I'm not sure. I mean, I am sure that a lot of people wouldn't, because it's very close to the edge of a lot of music I don't like. But that one, I do like. That was The Age of Love from 1990. Well, next up is something much more traditional and much more soothing in a way. This is The Dance by Garth Brooks from 1990. It's considered by many to be his signature song, and to me it's the story of a failed romance, a failed relationship, a failed marriage. And we each need to ask ourselves, if you've ever been in a club that failed, or a group that failed, or a marriage or a relationship, and the end was bad, unpleasant, not a good experience, do you judge the whole relationship by the ending, or do you say, well, that just comes to the territory, and I'm glad I had what I had? I think it's much healthier to do the latter. It's hard, of course, and I haven't done too well with my first marriage, but this song I can identify a little bit and do feel some of that. Oh, by the way, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is Harry Baia, your host, and I bring you this show on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game. And I play my favorite songs and an occasional oddball thing, like the last song, which is definitely an oddball thing. And I call those oddball things wombats. So you just had a wombat. I got a couple more in the show, too, although that one's a little further out, I think, than the others. But the song next song, The Dance by Garth Brooks, I did find a quote that Garth Brooks, it says, "At the opening of the music video, Brooks explains that the song is written with a double meaning. Both is a love song about the end of a passionate relationship, and that's all I ever heard in the song. But he says, it's also a story of someone dying because of something he believes in after a moment of glory." So listen for that in the song. This is Garth Brooks singing his signature song, The Dance.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Oh, our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I here? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. My life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
The Dance by Garth Brooks. Next up is another song from the record, the collection that a friend of mine gave me of her favorite songs. This one is called Too Cool to Be Forgotten by Lucinda Williams. Lucinda Williams is a fairly well-known singer with a number of songs and hits and awards, but this song is not that well-known. Too Cool to Be Forgotten is spelled numeral 2, K-O-O-L, numeral 2, B, B-E, the numeral 4, dash, gotten. So, an odd way to spell it. Anyway, I like the song, but I've had a little trouble understanding the words, parsing the words out. So I looked it up. I'm going to read you the first part of the song down. Well, I'll read you most of the song, and then you'll hear it. You can't depend on anything, really. There's no promises. There's no point. There's no good. There's no bad in this dirty little joint. No dope smoking. No beer sold after 12 o'clock. Rosedale, Mississippi, Magic City juke joint. Mr. Johnson sings over in a corner by the bar. Sold his soul to the devil so he can play guitar. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey, too cool to be forgotten. Man running through the grass outside says he wants to take up serpents. Says he will drink the deadly thing and it will not hurt him. House rule, no exceptions, no bad language, no gambling, no fighting. Sorry, no credit, don't ask. Bathroom wall reads, is God the answer? Yes. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey, too cool to be forgotten. Junebug versus hurricane. Junebug versus hurricane. Hey, hey. I had a lover. I thought he was mine. Thought I'd always be his Valentine. Leaning against the railing of Lake Charles Bridge. Overlooking the river leaving over the edge. He asked me, baby, would you jump into the water with me? I told him, no way, baby. That's your own death, you see. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey, too cool to be forgotten. Juneberg versus hurricane. Junebug versus hurricane. Hey, hey. So Lucinda Williams wrote that song, and she sings it. And frankly, the words are even stranger than I thought. I knew they were a little odd. But it's an interesting song. It could qualify perhaps as a wombat because it's definitely strange. Here we go.
There's no point. There's no good, there's no bad in this dirty little joint. No dope smoking, no beer sold after 12 o'clock. Rosedale, Mississippi, Magic City juke joint. Mr. Johnson sings over in a corner by the bar. Sold his soul to the devil so he can play guitar. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey. Too cool to be forgotten. Outside says he wants to take up serpents. Says he will drink the deadly thing and it will not hurt him. House rules, no exceptions. No bad language, no gambling, no fighting. Sorry, no credit. Too cool to be forgotten.
I had a lover, I thought he was mine. Thought I'd always be his valentine. Leaning against the railing of a Lake Charles bridge, overlooking the river, leaning over the edge. He asked me, would you jump into the water with me? I told him, no way, baby, that's your own death, you see. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, too cool to be forgotten. Junebug versus hurricane. Junebug versus hurricane.
Too Cool to be Forgotten by Lucinda Williams. And now we're moving back to something more traditional before another little wombat snuck in there. This is Elusive Butterfly by Bob Lind. Bob Lind wrote this song and sang it, and it was covered by a number of artists. I like this recording best, but some of them were very interesting. But it sort of catches you. It's a haunting song. It's about, well, it's about a butterfly, I guess. So this is the elusive butterfly of love, as I recall.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
That was The Elusive Butterfly by Bob Lind. Next comes up another wombat. My new wife's daughter Rachel posts things occasionally on Facebook, and recently she posted something. I meant to bring you what it was called. Move Mercury, I think, is what you probably Google to find it. It was a video of a man dancing to this song, and the guy was a great dancer. He's just all by himself, just up sort of twirling around and doing different things. But the song caught my attention, and again, it's from a genre I don't recognize at all. The artist's name is Parov Stelar, who is an Austrian musician. His real name is Marcus Freuder. And this is one of his songs. It's not even on iTunes. I had to record it off of YouTube to get it. And again, it's one of those strange songs that doesn't make much sense. But somehow it catches me. And I think it's probably the rhythm. Songs that have different strange invading rhythms catch my attention. So here comes another Wombat. This is called All Night. And the band's name is Parov, P-A-R-O-V, Stelar. Well, I warned you it was strange, and we're not going to have time to finish it tonight. but I'll probably start next week's show if I have the nerve with that, even though it's an awfully strange song. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. And this show comes on Monday nights at 7 o'clock on WEHC from Emory and Henry College. It's 90.7 FM. It's your college and community station, and I want to wish you all a good week. And encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week and what I try and do myself, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.